Hi, I'm Karen McNeil, author of the best-selling book, The Wine Bible, and the upcoming book, The New Wine Bible, which will be published in spring 2015. Join me on my Facebook page and follow me on my blog, www.karenmcneil.com.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio. Today we have the infamous Karen McNeil, author of The Wine Bible, and the brand new version is going to be published spring of 2015. I thought it would be fun to share with you some information that I learned not too long ago, in that she has a contest going on, and it's called the Most Loved Wine Bible Contest, because, you know, there are many people, me included, not only are your cookbooks all torn and tattered and with maybe food and wine all over them, but definitely your wine books, you know, look like they need a facelift. So if you have a torn, tattered, marked up wine Bible, you can submit a photo of your book, two photos, in fact, with your full name and email address to this contest, which is ongoing. This is not a time-sensitive issue. And the people who are winning this are going to get a private wine seminar for four people with Karen McNeil herself in Napa Valley. So we will have links up to her Facebook page. It's Most Loved Wine Bible Contest. Or you can email her with your photos to karen@karenmcneil.com. Karen, thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine. And you just got through filming. You do these short feature videos about wine, and people can see that, because a lot of people really get off on videos if they go to your YouTube page, right?
Yes, Lynn. First of all, pleasure to be here. And yeah, it's called, the video series is called The Back Label. And these are posted every Saturday and Wednesday on my Facebook page as well as on YouTube. So if you go onto YouTube and just type in The Back Label, you'll see every one that we've done. The one coming up is going to be on whether or not women are better wine tasters than men. So they are, you know, they're short, fun, sometimes a little funny, and I think every one of your listeners would enjoy them.
So when you're trying to fall asleep at night, do you come up with these ideas? Because this is a lot of content. You do this twice, twice a year. You're constantly moving.
Yes, constantly moving is, I guess, is what I love.
There's a lot going on in addition to the publishing of the new Wine Bible next spring. Are you still adding content to that?
No, we're not adding any content any longer. With a book this big, it will be about 1,200 pages. The manuscript was about 5,000 pages.
Wow.
But the book itself, once it'll come down into book pages, will be 1,200 pages. But a book that size, you deliver to a publisher, and it takes them about a year to produce a book like that.
Okay. My
gosh.
So,
yep, I can't add any other things in. They're saying, no, do not add any more information.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. What was the year that the original Wine Bible was published?
The first one came out in 2001.
If people would like to join you in person for learning about wine, you teach classes at the Culinary Institute of America, Greystone. Tell listeners about the upcoming Mastering Wine with Karen McNeil class series.
Yes, probably one of the best-known wine classes on the West Coast is this class that is held at the Culinary Institute of America in the Napa Valley. And I teach it. It's called Mastering Wine. It's sort of my creation. And it's about 7 hours a day for 5 days. So it's super intense. And you do not have to have a lot of former wine knowledge to take it. I would say that after that week, you know, you would learn what it took me 15 years to learn on my own, for sure. And the next one, we do it 4 or 5 times a year. The next one coming up will be July 14th to 18th. And people may email me, karen@karenmcneil.com, or look up or go on the Culinary Institute of America's website and look at the wine programs, and you'll see there mastering wine and registration directions.
I would like to jump back to the contest, the Facebook contest. Something else occurred to me I wanted to ask you. Are you seeing already some pretty crazy pictures from people?
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, people really use, it makes me feel so happy, by the way, people really use their wine Bible. I've seen wine Bibles with, you know, just torn up, tattered, wine stained, post-its all over it, underlines. So we have been getting great photos of what we call the best loved wine Bible. And you're right, we choose one winner each month, and that winner will get a brand new wine Bible, complimentary from me, signed from me, hot off the press when the new one comes out, which, by the way, is a whole new book. It will be not only updated, but lots of new information in the new one. And then the grand prize winner will get a seminar with me here in the Napa Valley.
Okay. And up on your website, KarenMcNeil.com, or at least on the Facebook, do you have pictures of these monthly winners since
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Wow.
So the Wine Bible has, by the way, its own Facebook page. So simply type in the Wine Bible and you'll be able to see some of them.
Okay, excellent. Let's also share with all listeners who are in the trade that the Psalm Journal was relaunched and you are participating in that as well. It's free of charge to qualified trade to apply online. So talk to us about the Psalm Journal.
Yeah, Psalm Journal has been reinvigorated with a new owner and lots of fresh ideas. Of course, it's a fabulous idea to have a magazine that is oriented to people in the industry. And what's amazing is that consumers who are avid about wine, avid consumers of wine, often love to read magazines such as this as well. So the lineup of writers is terrific, including I'm so happy to be invited to join them. And I will be doing a regular column every month called One Woman's View.
Okay, so let's ask, do women make better tasters
than men?
Exactly.
No, they actually don't. I know a lot of people say that women have a better ability to taste wine than men.
Yeah.
But actually what is probably the case is that women, by virtue of still in America, still in the world, doing most of the cooking and shopping, women practice their sensory abilities more.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
Scientists think that women are not innately better at wine tasting than men, but women have learned to develop a sensory language. Because, you know, they're always standing in the grocery store smelling the cantaloupes, right?
Yeah,
is this, or smelling the pear or the peach, is this ripe yet?
Yeah.
And so we think, that is, sensory scientists think, and it seems logical to me, that it's really the idea of practicing. Whoever markets and does most of the cooking in the household is usually the person who's a little bit better at wine tasting.
I've never heard anybody say that, and that makes so much sense.
Yes.
Whoa, so it's not just that somebody has better, and also memory and memory out of context, but this is all going back to this theme of practice.
Yes. Yes, it's certainly not genetic, or at least there is no study that suggests that genetically one of the sexes is better than the other at tasting wine. But practice, I think, it makes complete sense, as you say.
So in a minute and a half, talk to us about the most interesting recent one or two wines that you've had.
I've just come back from Germany from the International Riesling Symposium held in the Rheingau and had Rieslings and also a Pinot Noir, German Pinot Noir, going back to the 1940s that were made at the end of the war when there were very few men left to work the vineyards in Germany, and most of the vineyards were worked by children and women. And some of these wines were astounding. I mean, astoundingly beautiful. Of course, we know that Riesling ages a long time, and as does Pinot Noir. But I was just knocked out. Amazing wines.
And were these wines from? Did they come from all over Germany or specific to Rheingau?
I was particularly in the Rheingau and in the Mosel, which okay. I would consider really the two top areas.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely delicious. And you're going to be writing about it, I'm sure.
Yes, I did a lot of posts, Facebook posts from Germany with fabulous photos. But, of course, anyone who loves Riesling, you know, I think would be very interested. And I'm a big supporter of dry Riesling. I just love dry Riesling.
And people can also follow you on Twitter at KMacWine.
That's right, at KMacWine.
Karen McNeil, author of The Wine Bible, thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine.
My pleasure.
We will have links up to all of this and more. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.